If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, June the 6th, marks the beginning of our tremendous revival time and spiritual awakening time here at Worth Baptist Church. Summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church, and today is the beginning of that revival season. In fact, today has been designated as Revival Rally Day. Our golden text for the summer revival season is 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. This, friend, is God's promise to America. We believe more than ever before that America needs a revival. We're trusting God that this revival will come during the days of our bicentennial year. 1976 is indeed the year of revival for America. At the very beginning of this year, we designated it as the year of revival at Worth Baptist Church. We claim God's promise that God would hear from heaven and heal our land and forgive our sin. And we're believing that the summertime is the time of spiritual renewal for America. We have just returned from a trip that took us into some 5 southern states. And we saw on church billboards and we saw on church marquees everywhere, 2 Chronicles 7:14. We believe that all across America, people are praying for revival. We're asking God to begin this spiritual renewal, this spiritual awakening, this spiritual revival in the city of Fort Worth. We can think of no other city in America that would be a better place for revival to begin than right here in the city of Fort Worth. We believe Fort Worth has the key to the spiritual outlets and the things that America needs, we believe, can go forth from this city. So we're asking God to send revival to America and begin the work in the city of Fort Worth. We believe that this is the right time for revival. We believe that the bicentennial year is the year that God wants to do something for America. There seems to me to be an awakening and an awareness and a consciousness all over America of the need of divine intervention in the problems that confront America. So today we have designated Revival Rally Day here at Worth Baptist Church, and we're asking God to send revival to America, begin it in the city of Fort Worth, and right in our own church, and right in our own hearts. And we'd like for you to be a part of this great spiritual renewal. In fact, I'm going to ask you during these days to sit down and just drop us a card and say, I too am praying for revival. Just let us know by a card or a letter during these days of June that you too are praying for revival. That's all we want you to do. Just drop a card or a letter to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas, and simply say, we are praying for revival, or we join you in praying for revival. Do that today. Write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Here at Worth Baptist Church, there awaits you a cordial invitation to worship God with us. Our Sunday school hour is at 10 o'clock. Our morning worship hour is at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. Our Sunday school provides a place for you and your family, the entire family, to study together the Word of God. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We're studying now in our Sunday school in the book of the Revelation, and our lesson today will be taken from chapter 11. We trust that you'll bring the whole family to study the whole Bible where it is taught to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Remember, the Sunday school hour is 10 o'clock, the morning worship hour at 11, and the evening worship hour at 7. Remember, today is Revival Rally Day. We are praying for a great spiritual awakening and spiritual renewal in the city of Fort Worth and across America. We want you to be a part of it. If you would like to be a part of a service like that, a revival rally day, we invite you to come to Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street, here in Fort Worth. We have these two special announcements we want to share with you. On Sunday, June the 27th, and through Sunday, July the 4th, we're designating that week as a World Baptist Fellowship Nationwide Week of Prayer. During that week, June 27th through July 4th, literally thousands of people all across America will be praying for revival. Remember, the dates again are June 27th through July 4th, a nationwide World Baptist Fellowship Week of Prayer. Then on Sunday, July 4th, to climax that week, we're having our bicentennial God and Country Day here at Worth Baptist Church. We have two very special guests on that day. Mr. John Nylon, who is a former Dallas Cowboy, will be giving his testimony on Sunday, July 4th. And also, we have the privilege of having with us one of the finest vocalists in America, Mrs. Barbara Law. You'll thrill to her singing of the great songs of Zion that Sunday, July 4th, God and Country Day, here at Worth Baptist Church. So you can see that every Sunday and every week during the days of the summer, our emphasis will be upon revival, for indeed, summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. We invite you to share it with us, beginning today, on this 6th of June, with Revival Rally Day. Remember, we're located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And don't forget, we would like to hear from you by mail during these days of the summer. We only would like to hear you say, "We too are praying for revival." Drop us a card or a letter today and let us know that you join with us in prayer that God will save America and God will send a spiritual awakening and a spiritual renewal to our great nation during our bicentennial year. Remember that mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Christ Our Advocate. I shall read from the book of 1 John, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today we truly thank Thee for the privilege of voicing the gospel by radio. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for the spirit of revival that we already feel in our hearts. We claim the promise that Thou hast made us. We claim revival for America. We claim revival for the city of Fort Worth. We pray for our president. We pray for the election year. We pray for our Congress, for our mayor, for our city fathers. We pray for the county commissioners. We pray that all over our county and all over our city and all over our state and all over the nation, there would be a spiritual awakening during these days of our bicentennial year. Make this summer the greatest summer in the history of Fort Worth. May this summer be a summer of spiritual things, of spiritual awakening and spiritual renewal and spiritual revival. Send revival to America. May that spiritual awakening begin in the city of Fort Worth, in our own hearts, this day. Bless every listener to this broadcast, our sick and shut-in friends, our senior citizens. I pray today a special blessing for them and for all who hear this broadcast. May it be a blessing to them on this Revival Rally Day. This is our prayer and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of 1 John, chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. My message is entitled, Christ Our Advocate. Jesus Christ is the most remarkable person who ever lived. He was God, and at the same time, He was man. He was the Son of God and the Son of Man. just as much God as though he had never been man, and just as much man as though he had never been God. One of the most unique roles that our Lord Jesus was ever cast in was the role of our advocate. Jesus Christ, our advocate. John says, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. I want to ask you, first of all, in this message, what is an advocate? I would answer by saying that an advocate is one who pleads the cause of another before a judicial court. Every day, going before the courts, there are attorneys. These are advocates for those whom they represent. The Greek word for advocate in this text is paraclete. In John chapter 14 and verse 16, it is rendered comforter. It takes on the meaning of the word counselor or attorney. To me, it is significant that one of the titles of our Lord Jesus Christ in the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 9 is counselor. The prophet said, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Notice, Isaiah said, "He shall be called Counselor, Advocate, Attorney, our Paraclete, our Comforter." When we read in the 22nd chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, Jesus prayed for Peter. Jesus said, "Peter, I have prayed for thee." Now, my friend, Jesus was putting himself in the role of the advocate at that point. And I want you to know today that Jesus Christ is praying for you. In fact, he's representing you as a child of God, as a Christian. Jesus Christ, this moment, is representing you before the Father. One of the most colorful meanings of the word advocate is this: one who goes along beside another. Jesus Christ, God's Son, our advocate, goes along beside us over the uneven pathway of life. As Christians in the time of loneliness, he has given us this promise: "I will never leave you nor forsake you." In time of fear, he reminds us, "Fear not, for I am with you." In the time of our need, we have the promise from Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." In the time of sorrow, when death has come into our homes and death has taken out our loved ones and our hearts are made sad, we have this promise. Jesus said, "I will not leave you comfortless, but I will send you another comforter, and he will be with you forever." In the time of death, when we face the chill enemy, when we come down to the time of departing this life, we can say with the psalmist in Psalm 23 at verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." My text says, when we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. We have an attorney. We have a mediator. We have one who goes between. Sin in the life of the believer does three things. First, sin will rob you of your joy. Remember David when he had committed the great sins against God. In Psalm 51, the psalmist prayed, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." Now notice, David did not pray, "Restore unto me thy salvation," because David did not lose his salvation. He simply lost the joy of it. And my friend, when you sin against God, when you disobey the word of God, when you do that which is wrong in your life as a Christian, you are robbed of your joy. And you should come today, if that be your case, and pray with the psalmist, "Dear God, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." The second thing that sin will do in your life, it will rupture your fellowship, not your relationship, but your fellowship and your communion with God. In 1 John chapter 1, at verses 5 and 6, we read, where John says, If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. So you see, my friend, sin in your life as a born-again believer sin in your life as a Christian will rupture the fellowship and communion that you could have with God. In the third place, sin will render you ineffective in your service. You cannot effectively serve God if there's unconfessed sin in your life. Now, the question might be asked, but preacher, what can I do about my sin? Only one thing. Confess your sin. It is written again in 1 John chapter 1 at verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Did you get that? If we confess our sins, if we're willing to confess that we're wrong, if we're willing to confess that we've sinned against God, the Bible gives us a written guarantee that Jesus Christ will, through His blood, wash away our sin, that God will forgive us. I read in Proverbs 28:13, He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. My friend, the only thing to do with your sin is to confess it. The second question I ask is this: who is our advocate? Well, the answer is simple and plain. Jesus Christ the righteous. My text says, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, even Jesus Christ the righteous. Jesus Christ is the eloquent one. Why, even His enemies said when they heard Him speak, never a man spake like this man. Not only that, but Jesus Christ is fully qualified. I read in the writings of Paul in Colossians chapter 1, in Him dwelleth all, did you get that? In Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. All things are in Him. He's totally qualified to be our advocate. Not only that, but He is sympathetic with us when we fail. Did you realize that when you sin, when you make a mistake, when you fall short, when you stumble along the way, Jesus Christ, your advocate, is sympathetic toward you? I read, in that He Himself hath suffered all temptation. He is able to support, to succor, to sympathize with those who are tempted. Not only that, but our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our advocate, is totally perfect. There was no sin in Him. The Bible says He was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. Not only that, but He's unique. The Bible says there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Our Lord Jesus, the advocate, is not only eloquent and qualified and sympathetic and perfect and unique, but my friend, I'm happy to tell you today He is sufficient. I read, wherefore He is able to save to the uttermost all that come to God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. Yes, Jesus Christ is sufficient for your sins today. My third question is this: why do we need an advocate? First, we have seen what the advocate is. One who goes along beside, one who goes between us and God, representing our case to Him. Secondly, we've seen who the advocate is, Jesus Christ the righteous. And now we see, why do we need an advocate? There are three reasons. Number one, because we are constantly being accused by Satan. This moment, the devil is accusing you if you are a Christian. The devil is accusing you before God. Secondly, we need an advocate because we are forever falling into sin. At our best, we're bad. At our strongest, we're weak. We need an advocate because forever we are tempted to fall into sin. Then the third reason we need an advocate is this: because we are helpless to approach the judge of the universe without an attorney. We must have Christ to go before us. We must have Christ, our advocate, to represent us to God the Father. Yes, we do need. You need, my friend, today, an advocate. You need someone to plead your cause before the throne. And that someone is Jesus Christ. I have this footnote and I shall be through. Our advocate is waiting for you to present your case to Him in order that He might present your case to the Father. Why don't you do it right now? Come to Jesus Christ. Depend upon Him. Trust Him. Believe Him. Accept Him as your Savior, your Lord, and your Master. And this moment, He will become your advocate, and He will represent you to the God of the universe. As we leave the broadcast today, once again we remind you of the importance of the entire summer season. Summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. Through the months of June, July, and August, beginning today, we will emphasize spiritual awakening, spiritual renewal, spiritual revival throughout the city and across the nation. We invite you to join with us today on Revival Rally Day, this day at Worth Baptist Church. We invite you to pray all over the city and all over the county. We invite you to join with us in prayer that God will send a spiritual awakening to America, an awakening that is so badly needed in these days, in our bicentennial year. Unless we have revival in 1976, I do not believe we will ever have revival in America. I am praying for it. I want you to join with me in prayer during these days and say, drop us just a line on a card. Just a postcard will do, and simply say, I'm praying for revival. That's all we need. Remember, the mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Until next Lord's Day at the same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.